The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Good morning.
And there are some coming down from the balcony. And how are you today? Cold enough for you this morning?
Definitely.
And here they come.
Yay.
I'm so happy to see you ladies. I really am. All of you ladies. Now, what do you think? What if I came to you this morning and told you this? When I leave this church this morning, I'm going to fall down the stairs, twist my ankle, and bonk my head. What do you think you would try to do if I told you I was going to fall down the stairs? You'd watch, right? You'd sell tickets to have everybody have a chance to watch me twist my ankle, right? No, thank you. Thank you. No, but it's kind of crazy. But in today's gospel story, Jesus looks at his disciples and he tells them, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be beaten up and whipped. They're going to do all kinds of nasty, horrible, painful things to me. And then they're going to hang me on a cross and I'm going to die. It's true, but the disciples, when they first heard it, they kind of had the look that you guys did. You're really not going to fall down those steps, are you? Not really, no, all the rest of that. But Jesus was telling them the truth. And they, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear that Jesus was going to suffer. They didn't want to hear that Jesus was going to die. They didn't even hear when Jesus said, and 3 days later, I'll rise again, because they were still worried about the whole suffering and dying part. The truth is, Jesus comes to us and says to us, I already suffered for you. I was beaten up. I was whipped. I was crucified so that you might live. I rose again so that the love of God would be with you. It can be hard for us to realize that that's how much Jesus loves us. Jesus was willing to fall down the stair. Jesus was willing to be beaten up and killed for you and you, for you and for me. That's how much he loves you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, it's hard for us to figure out why you suffered for us, but we thank you. We thank you for your suffering and your dying, but more, we thank you for your rising again. Help us to be willing to suffer for the sake of others so that your love may grow. Thank you for today, Lord. Amen. You guys, great morning.